Welcome back, dear friends. Glad to have you on board. I'm sorry if I sounded a little bit negative last hour about what we can do about all this. I don't know. I'd tell you. It has a lot to do with the caliber and the quality of American citizen. What are they thinking about now, most of them? Really? All week. What is it? The Super Bowl. I guarantee it. Bread and circuses run by the international Bolshevik communist Zionist Jewish cabal is controlling the planet. They know how to keep people, what, satisfied for the moment? These are just audiovisual drugs. This is sanitized warfare, the Super Bowl. It's bread and circuses. It's the Colosseum again. Nothing new. So if you don't have the right medium, I'm talking about the caliber and quality of people, what really can you do when the inner framework, the mechanism of government, has been so thoroughly debased, debauched, overthrown, and controlled by the very satanic forces that are ruining much of the rest of the planet? I don't have an answer for you. You can't go to the ballot box to do it. We all should have learned our lesson real good last time out. That's over. And now they've injected 80% of the people in this country, which ought to scare the hell out of all of us. And it does me. It bothers me a lot. Erica, the same. I mean, these people are in trouble. This is a bioweapon of deadly, monumental proportions that has a slow percolation, and it lurks around in the background. The symptomology is not necessarily noticed, because in many cases you've been injected and your immune system is now either put to sleep or disabled permanently. So you're not going to manifest symptoms until it's too late. And then you get diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, turbo cancer, turbo CJD. So you got a population that's been earmarked for extermination to a very large degree and is being replaced with millions upon millions of invaders. Do the math. Figure it out. You don't need me to tell you. This is not a good situation. So I don't have an easy answer for you. In fact, I really don't have anything of a pragmatic nature that I can say will actually work to restore the republic to what it was. The Constitution is being mocked. It's being used as toilet paper by the control mechanism. That's the truth. Now, you people around the world and other countries, you don't have a constitution like we have. Our constitution has been praised as being the most magnificent document ever created by humans. And I tend to believe that. I don't know any other. The Magna Carta maybe was good. No other country has a Bill of Rights like we do. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment. No, we're it. We're it. So either we stand up like Jefferson and Adams and Washington and the others would think we should and would, or we're going to just be retired into the dustbin of history and wiped out. We won't be around. Okay, we have a lot to do tonight here in this hour with Erica, and welcome back, young lady. Glad to have you, as always.
I never went away.
You never do. She's always there. Okay. Now, we have a... Let's do this, and we've got a couple really neat video clips for you tonight and other things to talk about. let's do this first. The bioweapon was designed to destroy 8 or 9 different major components of the human body, which we depend upon to be alive. It goes after the heart, knocks out the blood, turns into sludge, can't carry oxygen, it knocks out your immune system, it goes after all the major organ systems in your body, it goes after your neurology, all of your nerves. The spike protein loves nerves. It goes after your digestive tract, it ruins that. It goes after your reproduction. It's destroying the reproduction of humanity. We don't have the ability now to confidently procreate. Can't.
Mm.
It also kills the brain, all right? If it doesn't get you on all those preliminaries, it's going to take your brain out. And we think that the prion proteins are right there. But not only prion proteins, there are other things that will destroy the brain. And that certainly includes the mRNA liquid nanoparticle package that goes into the cells in your body. Everywhere it can go, it'll get into a cell. And it orders that cell to stop producing the normal range of proteins that that cell used to produce and to begin to produce spike protein only. Spike proteins get loose from that cell and they go out and they invade other cells. And they turn those cells into senescent cells, dying cells, cells that just sit there and sort of rot away. And your immune system, what's left of it, will come and try and disable and destroy those cells and get rid of them. It's garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. There are many other things that these shots are doing that are going to kill people, the brain especially. What other things will it do to destroy the brain?
Oh, well, there's multiple pathways.
Many, many others. I mean, we're just trying to give you an idea here. It's not just the spike, but that's probably the single worst component. Inflammation
yes,
of the brain,
agree.
Okay? Inflammation. Let's just go there. That's terrible for the brain or any part of the body.
That's right. Neuroinflammation causes a lot of different problems. Problems with behavior, problems with cognition, problems with anxiety.
How about your
own biographical
memory, which is gone in many cases?
Depending on what part of the brain is affected.
Exactly.
We just had a girl here. Over the weekend, 911 call for suicidal ideation. 11 years old.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
No. You didn't tell me about that one. That's almost heartbreaking on its face. How could that happen? In a first world
country. Neuroinflammation, for one. And Big Pharma's answer to this is drugs.
Right. All right, we got quinolinic acid, ammonia, the reactivation of latent and sleeping viruses like herpes, herpetic viruses, in the brain as well. There's
mm-hmm.
9 or 10 things right there that these bioweapons have been targeted to do to your brain if it can't get you on the other 7 or 8 things before that. So, like I say, everyone who's been injected with a viable dose of this horror is in trouble. May take
cognition
longer or
thing,
shorter. Yeah.
I was behind someone tonight.
Oh yes,
driving.
Tell him about this. This is
this person was clearly impaired. I would say they probably weren't drunk. It was only 5 or 6 o'clock, but it was dark, and this person was having a heck of a time navigating. And there came a point where they just slowed down and almost came to a full stop in moving traffic because they were confused about where they were or whether or not they should take a turn. It was a little frightening to watch.
You were right behind.
Almost as bad as a drunk driver, but, it reminds me of some of those readers we did a week or so ago. With these COVID long haulers, these are not vax damaged, but these are people who had the infection and have been dealing with it now for close to 3 years and are suffering the fallout from the neurological damage. And
right. They
openly admitted that they don't like to go out after dark. They've gotten lost in their own neighborhoods. They've had to use a GPS to find their way home.
Imagine that. Finally a use for cell phones, huh? Find your way home.
Well, I think we're going to have an epidemic of people struggling with these types of issues.
I agree.
If they're not already.
Right. I completely concur.
How to set up a doorbell camera.
Oops. Excuse me. I'm trying to cue something up here. All right. We should mention about Dr. Morales. There was a bad link on YouTube that was sent to us. It wasn't us. It was the person who sent it.
I grabbed a link that was initially posted on Reddit, and it was a bad link. So somebody in his audience corrected us, thank you, and we now have the correct link for this most recent interview. But I just sent Jeff another, a shorter, about a 15-minute video that was done about a month ago with Dr. Omar Morales,
yeah.
Dealing with Morgellons patients. And based on the findings that they know now that there are certain genetic susceptibilities to developing Morgellons if one is chronically infected with Lyme.
Got it. All right, we'll post that up later on tonight. I'll get it into the lineup. Right now we have the earlier correct link. It's being posted right now. You'll find it, and it's of Dr. Morales. So we got that taken care of. Thank you for all your help out there. We appreciate that. Whenever it's called for, let us know. Okay, we have a reader here that looks like, to me, ants in a line. Line after line of ants. I mean, little not normal ants. These are micro ants. These are nano ants. I can tell because I can see them.
Well, you can zoom in.
I don't know how to do that. I have a magnifying glass. I don't understand computers all that well. All right. Cell salts. C-E-L-L salts. Cell salts. All right. Here's the reader. We're going to split this in half. We read these, I read them cold. I've never seen them before, and some of the writing is very strange, so forgive me if I kick a few words here or there. I will explain the worst hell on earth shedding transmission. Got off a plane to Cancun. Was packed into a transport bus. Packed, making me nervous. Last family of four gets in, crams in, and I am right next to them. Immediately. Now, they just went to Cancun. They got off the plane. They got on a transport bus to be taken to their hotel. And they stuffed the bus full of people, tourists. And he says, immediately, my right eye goes dry. And it feels like 30 to 50 needles are pushing into my eyeball. And then I immediately start having breathing problems, wheezing and tightening of my lungs. The next day in the ocean, went out and got in the water, is super scary. Now I am an open water swimmer, and I actually can swim 3 to 6 strokes per breath comfortably during my workouts. I talk to the lifeguard and tell him that I'll be swimming out about 200 feet to avoid people, and he says, okay. So I'm swimming and notice extreme shortness of breath. Struggling to complete one stroke per breath. I'm thinking, WTF is going on? I then remember the poisoning I got on that transport bus 24 hours earlier. So I say, perhaps just pushing through it will be best. So I start with a breaststroke. It's really hard to do. Never is. I keep pushing my workout. I keep pushing my workout at a slower pace. I move to side stroke, on to the back stroke, going into the freestyle. At this point, I'm gasping for air in the middle of the ocean. My heart felt like it was coming out of the chest. So I stopped and slowly came to shore with the breaststroke. I got to shore and was shocked. My heart never hurt like that before. As I was being suffocated by inability to process air. I brought food-grade hydrogen peroxide, mixed down to 13% from 35%, so I immediately increased the dosage on that during the entire week of the vacation. I was sick for 5 weeks, and it got worse when I got home. It was insane how sick I got, and I know the family that poisoned me, and I'll bet you anything they got a fresh dose of the kill shots before going on vacation due to my immediate reaction.
Another thing, the RC, rotting carcass smell, was everywhere in Cancun. Did not matter where people came from, all over South America, Central America, Asia, North America, Europe. Everybody, and I mean everybody, stunk wickedly. The same identical stench, no matter where they were in the world from. Same rotting carcass. Not everybody had rotting carcass, but my wife and I were running all the time away from it. It was everywhere we went, and the heat makes it come out of them even more. I am warning everybody, something was different, very different and toxic with this last shedding transmission poisoning I and my wife had. FYI, after addressing this with everything but a cannon and then finishing up the final symptoms using cell salts, see above post, I can say I am able to swim the same as I was before. This is very scary what these scumbags are doing to all of us. We should all be outraged by this and what they are doing and still doing to us. Time for arrests, prosecutions, and executions for every last scumbag murderer involved in this genocide, killing, maiming, and harming of society, and even greater punishment for those hiding the crimes and keeping them going. I'm getting really pissed off. I was sick for 5 weeks, really bad, my wife for 3 weeks. We both got the same exposure. What we don't know, as no money is being put into what is happening to us for purebloods, what the hell is happening to our bodies long term, or the cumulative damage. I had, quote, COVID in 2020. No issues. Then came the kill shots. And that is when I have problems, and others I know started. Never before and never around purebloods, only around the walking, disgusting bags of fluid poison, walking bioweapons. Time does not matter. They are still poisoning us 3 years after they took the kill shots.
Now, the idea of this reader we just did is that not only was this couple's vacation destroyed, that's bad, that's very disappointing, but they had to understand going into it that they were going to fly on a plane full of people, they were going to be bussed around, they had to know that, so they should have done a little bit more thinking. I don't know what they were thinking, but be that as it may, they got dosed. And we've been saying this for years. Erica's been saying it. We think there's a threshold in people that if their dosage of spike, and we think that's the primary, there are other things as well, is kept to a reasonable level, your immune system, given the fact that you're not vaxxed, can usually take care of most of these dosages. Now, these people did not have good luck right away. But if you're out in an environment every day where you're working around people who are vaxxed, boosted, you're getting dosed all the time, you're going to surpass your threshold and you will not be able to deal with the amount of damage that has been done to you. So the idea is to minimize your exposure, stay healthy, and hang on to what immune system you have left and be grateful that you haven't been injected, because you won't have one left, very little. And God bless all the people who have been injected, and they've got to be doubly careful about being shed upon, because they don't have the immune function to fight it off and clean it out. So we're worried about everybody here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the vaxxed are getting shedded on as well. So I was out today, and I don't think I've ever seen as many sick people as I have. The coughing, and you can tell that people don't feel well.
You can tell by I can tell by looking at them. They don't look well. They don't look well.
They're just,
their eyes are dull. No, terrible.
There's no vitality. Pale. I mean, people carry a certain aura, and when they're happy, they have a certain energy and vitality to them. That's not at all what I'm seeing. You know, it's really quite sad. But in so far as the sensitivities going, this is becoming more and more of an issue. And even in the vax injured group, there was a thread about these vax injured people becoming extremely sensitive to, I would just say, common everyday items, things that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, we're all exposed to these chemicals, chemical fragrances, synthetic whatever. We're just swimming in this stuff. And, you know, as long as it isn't overwhelming and we don't accumulate toxicity or our detoxification pathways are not compromised, we can handle it. But this spike protein seems to drive inflammation like nothing else, and it will jack up histamine, and histamine will make you extremely sensitive to all kinds of environmental stimuli, whether it's chemicals and smells, even EMF. You know, having high histamine levels, it will cause somebody to be sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies. So if you've been getting dosed with spike regularly, just know that it's accumulating. And unless you're really staying on top of getting it out of the body, and don't forget it, it's hiding inside of cells. Once it gets into a cell, it causes that cell to go senescent. The immune system doesn't see it. All it sees is it doesn't even really see the zombie cell, but that zombie cell is driving inflammation. It's neither dead nor alive. It's just sitting there creating inflammation. And so that's why it's important to have or be taking something that we call senolytics, that will go after these senescent cells. And quercetin will do it to some degree. Resveratrol will do it. Fisetin, which is actually derived from strawberries, will do it. Something called spermidine will do it. Fucoidin, which is a brown seaweed extract, will do it. All of these can help to tag those senescent cells and bind to the spike protein, in particular that the brown seaweed extract is what you want to be able to bind to the spike, to get it out without it doing more damage, because it's similar to mobilizing heavy metals. You don't want to mobilize something that you can't eliminate, because all you're going to do is have redistribution of the toxin.
And it's another thing that goes into the brain, okay, potentially, as long as you have some blood supply left.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do this, you want to be making sure that it's not just redistributing the spike, that it's actually leaving, and it's leaving in a safe form, because if it gets blocked in the kidneys, lodged in the kidneys, it will damage the kidneys. It creates syncytia, which is a bunch of cells clumped together, like a placenta, in the kidneys.
I talked to a lady today, and she said that in her little town area, 3 15-year-old kids have committed suicide in the last 6-7 months or so. Seven people... I think that she knows, or a friend knows, 7 people died in the last 6 months, 6 of them liver cancer, 1 of kidney failure. And these are otherwise healthy people to begin with, but they're gone. A friend of hers has lost 7 family members dead after the injection. She was very much up to speed on what's been done to humankind. It's not a joke.
Well,
not a joke.
Yeah, I read something similar today. Somebody was listing just all the carnage that they've seen in people that they know. Some have died, some have cancer, some have heart disease now.
7 family members, this one.
It's awful.
Okay, we have a report. In England, a lot of people are dying. And the media can't hide all of it, so doctors are beginning to speak out. We have a little video clip here of Dr. David Cartland from the UK. Anything you want to do to set this up, or just jump in?
Well, yeah, David Cartland has been, Dr. David Cartland is a practitioner in the UK, and he has been ringing the alarm bells for some time now. And he put this out on Twitter today. It's final call.
Last call, ladies and gentlemen. Last call. All right, here we go. Dr. David Cartland.
Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to record a quick video, really. I hate doing these, as I've said on many previous occasions, but it's Monday morning, full of energy. But just wanted to kind of really speak to my colleagues who are also preparing for their shift today, getting their scrubs on, you know, getting their medical equipment ready and just begging you, just imploring you to do the right thing. That's all I'm asking. In the last couple of weeks, really, you know, well, in the last couple of months, really, it's become blatantly obvious what's happening here with these jabs. I've been speaking about it for months and months now. In fair isolation, really, you know, watching my colleagues who have had the bravery to speak out, disciplined, regulatory, harassment, struck off in many cases. And it seems that it's a trend for anyone who would speak out against the narrative, despite the apparent protections from freedom to speak up, guardianship and whistleblowing that the NHS supposedly provides. Guys, I'll put it to you straight, really, you know, that even in this last week, I'll give a few examples. I've seen people in their 30s having strokes. I've had strokes, after 24 hours after the jab. I've seen two really tragic cases this week. One when I was working in London, where a lady's 31 and she's got metastatic cancer, fully jabbed. I think she had four. Didn't see this lady directly, but that doesn't happen. She leaves behind two children.
Think about all the orphaned children now out there. Many households, I think over half are single-parent households, and hopefully some of them have a parent, another parent they can go live with, but that's another side of this, orphaned children and the tragedy. Any family who loses a head of household, either or both, has gone through a terrible emotional ordeal. You don't get over this stuff easily. That's the human suffering aspect of this. It can't be translated in words. You feel this and you go through it, and it's something that it scars you. It scars your heart.
Right.
Hold on.
Even this week in the practice that I'm at today, you know, we've had a chap who 3 weeks after his first jab went from marathon running to dilated cardiomyopathy, and he's now on at least 10 drugs and had further jabs despite going into acute heart failure and has been told it's genetic.
Right after he gets the shot, what do you say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that? Let me back that up.
Yeah.
That was very important here. Hold on, go back just a little bit. Incredible. One shot, his first shot. Why? After 4 years of all the notice that this stuff is a killer, would people, easy for me to criticize, but it's happening.
Dilated cardiomyopathy.
Oh, back a little more. All right.
Two children. Even this week in the practice that I'm at today, you know, we've had a chap who 3 weeks after his first jab went from marathon running to dilated cardiomyopathy, and he's now on at least 10 drugs and had further jabs despite going into acute heart failure and has been told it's genetic. I've seen people given jabs that are out of date. I've seen people that have been given jabs under heavy coercion. For example, last week I saw somebody who went in to have the flu jab and said that he was not allowed to have the flu jab unless he had the COVID jab at the same time. I also saw a child that was given the influenza jab intranasally and was given the COVID jab without parents' knowledge at another surgery. These things are stacking up now, and I'm seeing tragedies. I'm seeing blood clots in young people. I'm seeing heart problems in young people. And it's just got to stop. As you put your work gear on today, look yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, what do I want to achieve from today? Why did I choose this career path? I'm begging you guys, I'm begging you. I'm seeing so much carnage in my private clinic. I'm seeing so much autoimmunity developing, so much. Even a chap over the weekend, on the same day as his Pfizer jab, he developed a movement disorder, which they're calling Parkinson's disease, but got worse with each subsequent COVID-19 jab that he was administered, up to four, when he said, no, that's enough now. And being gaslit. I know people that have had Guillain-Barré syndrome, transverse myelitis, MS-type presentations that are just not getting the help from their doctors. It's just tragic to hear the stories of the gaslighting and the dismissing of the vaccine being any sort of role in this, even if it's a matter of days. These coincidences just keep coming thick and fast. Even in the last month, I've seen four men trying to conceive, four men at different places, and they have a condition called azoospermia, not one single functioning sperm. The amount of fertility and memory issues I'm seeing in young people, 40-year-olds coming in saying that they can't, you know, remember what they went to the shop for, or they're repeating themselves like they're 92 years of age with Alzheimer's. These people are fully jabbed every single time. The winter I've just experienced, every single one of the cases on one particular day, 16 chest infections, intractable chest infections, were in the fully vaccinated with a mean vaccine number of 3.2. I audited, I counted it, so that it was fact and not conspiracy theory. All day long I'm told that I'm spreading misinformation, conspiracy theories, that's the line my regulators have taken, but no one, yet no one will debate me, rebut me, show me the error of my ways, you know, show me, put their arm around me and say, Dave, you got it wrong, which I'm more than prepared to be, but it's beyond all reasonable doubt now, really it is, it's beyond all reasonable doubt. Every single day, I've got 20 patients this morning, 20 in the afternoon likely, and I'm sure I'm going to see a good proportion of them that have been affected adversely by this jab. It's time to speak out, guys. Let's do it, please. This one or two doctors speaking out, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. We're strong and safe in numbers. What are they going to do, strike us all off at the same time? They can't do that. They proved that with the mandate for the NHS staff. I beg you guys, the amount of tip-offs I'm getting from doctors, midwives, nurses, even just last week, the midwives telling me what they're seeing at our local hospital maternity unit, the babies that are having problems. I mean, the one midwife said that the babies were coming out underweight and syndromic, which was a concerning phrase to use. Placentas being delivered, unhealthy placentas, intrauterine growth retardation, cardiac problems in mothering, mothers having normal vaginal deliveries. It just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen. The amount of fetal distress and emergency sections. It has to stop, guys. I beg you, as we start this week, I beg you to please speak out. Have the bravery. I keep getting told that, you know, we can't speak out because of the disciplinary. We've seen what they've done to you, Dr. Cartland. That doesn't wash. Neither does the fact that, you know, I've got mortgage and I've got kids and I've got a car and I've got all of those things. So every other dissenting doctor. We are protected, guys, and we are protected as long as we always use the facts. Stick to facts, stick to clinical experience, and you cannot go wrong. That's all I will say. Please, guys, today consider it. Considering joining those brave doctors that have spoken out across the world. The momentum's building. There's been a massive shift, particularly in those vaccinated, and have realised in the last few weeks and months that it is the vaccine that has caused their ill health. I pray that you realise that it's the right thing to do, and it's time to stop as we consider rolling out yet another spring booster campaign. I'm hearing it across the land in Cornwall, spring booster campaign. Some people really considering 8 and 9 of these novel gene-based, I'd say therapeutics, but there's not a lot therapeutic about them because they don't work. Okay, so best get on, first patients here. So that's what I'm here to do, help the health of the people of Cornwall, and I won't be stopped. The mudslinging, the trolling, all the rest of it that's gone with it, all the regulatory abuse and resistance. In fact, I was asked the other day, why don't you just, you've done your bit now, you spoke up, retire. I'm never going to do that. I'm going to keep going because I know, as I said earlier, I am backed by facts. I know I'm backed by clinical experience that I've seen with my own eyes. And I can't unsee these things, so please, considering what you're seeing, ask your patients how many vaccines they've had when they present to you with a terminal cancer in their 30s. Ask your patients how, you know, how many they had when they present to A&E with ST elevation at the age of 27. How many jabs did they have? Please, guys, I'm begging you, stand with us, the few people that have risked it all. Have a great day.
Should be the first question asked, or should be printed on any chart, any uptake, intake chart of any patient in any organized medical environment. How many shots have you had? And he's saying they're going to put out another big spring booster drive? Wow.
It's incredible.
It's astounding. And I wish, you know, bless that man and all the people like him who understand. We have to remember that over here in the U.S., 2 years ago, one-third of all our professional health care workers, providers, physicians, etc., quit. They walked out rather than be forced to take the death shot. Good for them. What did that leave us, though? That left us two-thirds to man all the positions, and they were all injected. So they're sick. They're shedding. Many have died. Many are now out. basically penniless, gone, lives shattered, ruined. This is outrageous. It's got to get to the point where they begin to call it what it is. This is an obvious, overt, extinction-level event designed and deployed against humankind. That's what it is. This is not a vax. Never could be, never was. You all know the drill, or you wouldn't be here. And welcome to you newcomers. This is what we do here, three times a week. And thanks to Dr. David Cartland. That was really a wonderful thing to see. Horrific information, but great courage, great devotion, a great believer, and he's committed his life to doing what doctors are supposed to do. Do no harm, rule number one. Remember that. All right.
Hear, hear.
Anything? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're 3 years into this. It's you know, like watching a train wreck.
4 years now. Going
into
four.
Going on 4 years, you're right.
All right, here's another one now. This is a young lady, 48, 49, is she 49? Something like that.
She's 50. She was 48 when she got these shots that essentially ruined her life. This was another one of the Children's Health Defense bus tour interviewees. Well, she can tell her story, but, you know, she was someone that was coerced into taking the shot, almost didn't take it, almost walked away, but then figured she had too much invested.
Yeah, you'll hear it. And here we go.
This is about Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
She took only one shot, the J&J, by the way.
Mm.
First of all, talk a bit about your background, you know, what you did, obviously not who you worked for, but the type of environment you were in.
Yes, so for almost 20 years, I've worked in pharmaceuticals, so I've sold everything from diabetes, cardiovascular, GI, and then most recently, veterinary medicine, including vaccines.
All right, so... And I don't think you told up on your name. Sorry. What's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Trina Patterson.
Okay. Now, why did you take a COVID shot in the first place?
I did not want to take it. I remember when they first were talking about the warp speed of the vaccine, and this is even when Trump was president, I was like, I'm not taking it. I know how long it takes to make a safe and effective vaccine drug to market, and you can't do it in a couple of weeks. So I did not want to take it. My company initially said that they were not going to make us take it. They thought it would be up to our own individual choice. I previously had COVID in December of 2020 before the vaccine ever came out. It was extremely mild. I never lost sense of taste, never had a headache, never had a cough. The only thing I had was a fever for 2 days. And after that, I was perfectly normal. I had my antibodies checked a couple of times, and my antibody levels were still extremely high. I went to, in September of 21, my company sent out an email wanting to know everyone's vaccination status. And I was like, okay, here we go. And a couple of weeks later, they announced that we were going to have, if we wanted to keep our employment, we had to have vaccinated either, you know, to Pfizer, to Moderna, or the one J&J. I decided, you know what, I'm not getting it. I don't want it. They're just going to have to fire me. But I've had worked, you know, my entire life in this industry, and I was very, very successful in it. So at the 11th hour, they'd given us to November 8th to get the vaccine. I waited until November 8th. I got it at 1 o'clock.
Johnson and Johnson,
which is not messenger RNA. It is the adenovirus that no one seems to talk about. I know 6% of Americans got that shot, and it's just like, since they took it off the market, we're forgotten about, but there's still a lot of vaccine injured today that have lost their livelihoods, their homes, their lives from the J&J shot, and unfortunately, I'm one of them.
Tell us what happened after you took it.
So I took it at a pharmacy. Had a friend videotape a statement prior to, just in case something had happened, because I was worried. And I was also worried, especially at that point, they had just started talking about the pericarditis and the myocarditis. So when I got the shot, in an hour later, I had a slight headache, but the pharmacist said, oh, you might have a headache, but even Tylenol says you could have a headache. So I was like, okay. I bought some Advil while I was in the pharmacy and went to go eat lunch, and the headache got a little bit worse. The next day, it got a little bit worse. Day five, I got out of bed. Debilitating. I'd never had a migraine. It felt, I don't know what an aneurysm feels like, but it felt like a bomb was exploding in my head. I couldn't think. I couldn't concentrate. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was 20. The most pain I've ever felt in my life. So I went to see my internal medicine doctor, and he said, yes, it's probably from the vaccine. This happens. It should go away within a week. So he gave me a shot of Toradol. He gave me a migraine medication. And it was either that visit or the following week where he started me on prednisone. So after that, again, this is November 13th, I went back. He started me on high doses of a lower dose on prednisone. Luckily, with me working in the industry, I had friends that worked in all throughout pharma. So a friend that worked in with a neurologist made a call, and I was able to get in and see a neurologist in February 2nd of 2022. They did an MRI with and without contrast, and that showed that I had vasculitis and encephalitis of the brain, which made sense, hence why the migraine medicines weren't working. So it was inflammation. So I started high doses of prednisone. I don't know if you've ever been on prednisone, but it's a good drug, but it's a really bad drug. It causes a lot of weight gain. It makes you really fluffy. And irritability. I was going 3 to 4 days without sleep. That's one of the side effects. And at the time when I got the MRI results back from the neurologist, he told me that I was 48. If he did not realize my age, just looking at my brain looked as though I was between 80 and 83 years of age.
There you go. There's more to it, but I just wanted to get that much out. So here's this 49, 50-year-old woman with the brain of an 80, 83-year-old woman. This is not a joke in any way, shape, or form. When we talk about prions doing damage in the brain and all the other things, this monstrosity that has been turned loose on all of us was designed to do all of this and more. Not just the brain. The brain, I think, is it's the final fatal blow to the body. The brain's going to go. The prions are going to destroy the brain. And all the other 8 or 9 things that we mentioned that also can damage severely the brain. Don't forget that. And everywhere these spike proteins go, remember, the cells become zombified. They're senescing. They're doing nothing. They're not growing. They're not vital. They're garbage. And they have to be removed. And when they're removed, there's a hole left behind, okay? That's that whole thing about bovine spongiform encephalopathy in cows. Makes their brains
into that's when they die. You're talking about a prion protein there.
Right.
Which there's a, you know, the entire spike is not a prion protein.
No, understood. I'm just using a jump from there to the final. I should have gone. We're only almost out of time. Okay, the spike protein goes into the cell. It'll flip normal cells, proteins, and your body's own endogenous prion proteins into a misfolded configuration. There's where the damage begins. That's
right.
Those cells are horrible, and the brain cannot repair itself. But the spike leads to misfolded proteins, most especially your body's own endogenous prion proteins, because the spike has seven sequences on the outside of it, seven points. And one of those is dedicated specifically to misfolding your body's own normally harmless prion proteins. It flips them into a misfolded, deadly configuration, and they go to work from there. The other six points, and there may be more, they're all doing no good. Whoever put this together knew exactly what they were doing. This thing is a death shot.
Sure is. There isn't any other coronavirus on the planet that has
no.
A misfolded human prion protein in it that can misfold yours. That's all it takes is one to start the cascade.
Think about that. We're not trying to... Let me just say this again. We don't enjoy doing this kind of information spreading because it's so damn dark and evil. And we don't have a resolution for it. I can't tell anybody how to. We can't. We can't tell you how to clear this stuff from your body easily. It's not designed to go away. It proliferates.
Right.
And the cascading of prion proteins in the body is, it's going to end in death. It just is.
It does. For some people.
Yeah.
How many cases in France now? There was, 26 at the time of that publication 2 years ago
that
Luc Montagnier and Jean-Claude Perez put out.
Right. Well, you can see we've made a lot of progress in informing and trying to educate people, not just this program, not just us, but there are some other good people out there. Unfortunately, not enough, and a lot of the people who present themselves as being heroes and all the rest of it are just hucksters, shysters, phonies, feeding at the trough of paranoia, fear, misery, and agony, and selling supplements from their superstores to people, knowing damn well, or they should, that these supplements are not going to reverse the catastrophic damage being done in the body in many cases. It may help symptomatically, but there's just no magic bullet for this. There's no way to really oppose it and vanquish it. Not yet. Maybe something will change. I honestly don't think so, because it was designed to do precisely what it's doing.
Yeah, it is. I can see that some people are having improvements in their symptoms. They're back to a point where they can manage. And there's others that, weren't so lucky. They just didn't get the right help at the right time, or haven't so far. And, there was one that we read a couple weeks ago, that young mother that was at her wit's end, and she's just signed up for hospice.
Was she have a kid or two? I forget.
Yeah, young daughter. Yeah, 6 years old maybe.
These stories are in the hundreds of billions. We're just bringing a few along to give you an idea. It's like sticking your finger up and trying to understand where the wind is coming from. This is a wind that blows no one any good. This is a real, truly, satanically evil horror that has been unleashed on people. And very few will stand up and say that. We've been saying it for, we're in our fourth year now.
Right from the beginning, it was obvious to me what this was.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I that was an excellent piece by Dr. Cartland. We'll post that in Guests. It'll be up a little bit later tonight. I'll also put it on the website. That was really a good little presentation he made. Very heartfelt and true. And it's getting worse. That's the bottom line.
Well, there
it
are still
is building.
Medical professionals that are dispensing this thing and defending it.
They should be.
These aren't doctors.
I won't say.
You know, they really aren't.
They're guilty of manslaughter is too easy. They're guilty of murder, these people.
Right.
They are. And they should be dealt with accordingly.
At this stage, it should be blatantly obvious, and they're choosing not to see it.
Well, that puts all of you good people up against what? What chance do you have? They're lying to you, telling you that these are okay, and they will give you an advantage, and you'll be able to beat that COVID virus down, and you won't get so sick. And lying bastards, all of them.
Yeah.
They know. Come on.
No, the only thing these things do is confuse the immune system. So now, the immune system can't distinguish between self and non-self because so many of your cells in the body are producing a foreign protein that has epitopes that are, 50-something of them are identical to your own.
This is so diabolical. I really run out of words. We have to close up shop for tonight. Thank you. Great job, as always.
And
we'll be back Wednesday.
All okay, right. Jeff. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
We'll pause now and come back with another hour for you in just a few minutes. Please do share these programs with those who are able to hear or want to learn about this. Many don't. Don't waste your time with those. They're just gone. But there are people out there who deserve the truth. So use these programs accordingly. Back in a minute. Hold on.